Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's back to being cold here in New York City. I think it's in the, well, depends on where you are, whether you think it's cold. It's below 30 degrees here, so it's cold. But in my house, it's the evening, it's 7 p.m., and dark outside, but the light is on here. This is going to be a show. I don't have guests today. Well, I could probably call some people and surprise them. I don't know that I'll do that. Anyway, it'll be a lot of like news and reviews, what I've been doing, and some of the things that are coming up. But you know what it is. It's time. Oh, I'm so in the mood for this, for a sponsor.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes. You can get these wonderful brownies, I guess I could, at www.brownies.com. Yes, and they have all kinds of stuff now, too. They got the cookies, they got the blondies, and they have, I think, I don't know if they're selling them right now, the little ones that are enrobed in chocolate. It's their truffles. Oh, yes. This is for chocoholics. Definitely. Like me. So, anyway. So, here's the story. Let's start with one. Okay. I'm just going to call it Out on the Town. Well, here's a scoop. There are a great many shows in the Off-Broadway group here in New York City. And it doesn't mean that the show is not necessarily good enough to be on Broadway. It's the size of the seating. That's what, you know, makes it called Off-Broadway. Although, okay. Now, up until February 10th, they have this thing. You can see an Off-Broadway show for $20. How does this work? Well, there's a little catch. You have to be at the theater 20 minutes before curtain time, or rather that's when they sell the tickets, 20 minutes before curtain time. So you can be waiting online. All right, it gets even better. If you see 7 shows, you get a voucher for free dinner for 2 at their participating restaurants. Can you imagine that? I mean, like, well, I'll get to that in a minute, but, okay, so, I mean, like, I'm thinking, in this cold weather, like what if I show up and there are no more available tickets because say it's upon availability. So, well, last Saturday evening, I was seeing Forever Dusty again at the New World Stages on West 50th Street. And there was a long line waiting for these tickets. However, see, this particular theater has 3 great shows going that evening. So aside from Forever Dusty, at Bear the Musical, and Avenue Q that was going on. So there are 5 stages at this venue, so there's no clash. And I think everyone got in that evening. And unfortunately, I'm sad to say that Bear the Musical will have its final run this Sunday, which I really am surprised. I thought it was a great show, great score. You just, you know, you never know. You just never know. But, hey, here's what's going on with Forever Dusty. Forever Dusty is going to host a one-night-only sing-along performance on Wednesday, February 13th. So, and the audience members at this special performance will be invited to participate and sing along to Dusty's greatest hits, including Son of a Preacher Man, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, I Only Want to Be with You, along with other classics included in the show, like Wishing and Open, Tell Him, and many more. The evening will be co-hosted by a comedian named Seth Herzog, which I get is often seen on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, and drag diva Sherry Vine. Well, okay. Why? Because fans are encouraged to dress in their best dusty blonde beehive wigs and 1960s garb. And they announced that a new block of tickets for the show will currently on sale through Sunday, April 7th. Now, so before I get back to Dusty, in case you want to just check out this thing with the off-Broadway shows, the website is www.20at20.com. And let me continue with this before I get to Dusty. Although there are like a number of plays, like at this place, like St. Luke's Theater on West 46th, has a number of off-Broadway shows going, but it doesn't look as if like they have one more play that's slated for the same time slot. So it's, you know, you would have to take your chances that particular day on what you get. But they have shows. These are the shows. I haven't seen any of them though. My Big Gay Italian Wedding, Cougar the Musical, The Wonderful Wizards of Song, and Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, the musical. That's what's at the venue. So, and if you want to get it, so as an idea, if you wanted to get in two off-Broadway shows on one day, okay, you can schedule, let's say, for an early show, then have dinner, and then an evening performance. Now, cheap deal already? Okay. There are a number of places just on that block where St. Luke's Theater is, with prefix dinner. So think about this. Okay. It would cost you less than $100 per person to see two great shows and have a delicious dinner. Now, one Thai restaurant that I've gone to that has this prefix dinner for less than $20 with tax and tip. It's called Bangkok House, and it includes soup, salad, appetizer, entree, and dessert. And it's really delicious. So you're looking at, like, $60. Like, $60 for two shows and dinner. Now, on that same block, I've also taken in as a place called Don't Tell Mamas, which is also a cabaret. So theirs is, like, $24 or $28 Friday and Saturday. And it includes an appetizer, entree, and dessert. Well, this particular block between 8th and 9th Avenue, I think it's referred to as Restaurant Row, and they do have, have prefix lunch menus as well. But if you happen to go to the New World Stages, you got to check out this restaurant called Claw, which is located like around the corner from it, and they specialize in lobster dishes. So I went there with like two other people, and including Sarah Rice, and we shared a whole bunch of dishes. Okay, so now what I want to do is I'm going to play some Dusty Springfield songs here. As soon as I find them listed, I should do something. Let's see. Here we got, of course. Here we are. I only want to be with you. know, I didn't really, I used to like, I would listen to her, you know, listen to the songs, but I didn't really like know about her private life or anything like that. I didn't realize even that she was British I think she's Irish, but she had a British accent. Yeah, but that's what I got anyway from the show. But it sounds to me like she sort of has this like a bit of a southern accent. I guess what happened is she like went in for Motown stuff, and then actually one of the songs that she sang that was a bit hit is A Son of a Preacher Man, and here we got that one.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy was visiting, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me a walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boss who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was. Everything is alright. You kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
And maybe the old song.
growing up in Brooklyn was a hot topic, as he lived in Williamsburg, and at that time going to what he said was the worst high school in the city. He said that he had three choices: sports, which he was no good at, music, or joining a gang. And he said to us, can you imagine me in a gang? He asked, that's what he, and he said that to the audience, smiling with with this incredulous smile on his face. Okay, music was always a passion, with having a grandfather to be supportive since he was a toddler. So we got to hear his first, what we call, recording, as well as seeing a movie depicting him and his grandfather strolling. When he got an apartment in Manhattan, it was small. That didn't stop him from buying his dream baby grand piano that he slept under, as the pull-out bed stretched somewhat beneath it. Well, fanalos were there to cheer the 69-year-old on. I can imagine back in my parents' time, sitting at a Frank Sinatra concert, cheering, screaming, even crying. Barry gave them the opportunity to sing along, and it appeared that the audience knew every word. Total high energy of low wafted throughout the St. James Theater on 44th Street. Me? I was seated in the fourth row, aisle seat on the left. Couldn't get better than that, and surrounded by what appeared to be Barry's fan club for the VIP seats, worth every cent to them. One avid fan, Susan Lieben, seated next to me, appeared in shock, being so close to the stage and trying to refrain from singing out loud. I think I might have poked her once. Anyway, I have never been a fan or not a fan of Manilow. As a lover of music and a singer, having learned the piano, I enjoyed practicing with Manilow music. Along with enough Manilow hits, I had no problem recognizing the songs, I think except for two, or knowing the lyrics. He's not dancing, but does some moving to the screams of fans. Now, before I get to what songs he sang, I'm going to let you, you know, hear those hits, like Could It Be Magic?
Come into my arms.
One of my favorite pieces that he did, because that combines classical with the popular, and of course the range and the energy, everything about that song was great. And here we go with Weekend in New England.
Back in the city where cares when there's someone home who's waiting just for me. Even now I think about you as I'm climbing up the stairs, and I wonder what to do so she won't see that even now, when I know it wasn't right, and I found a better life than what we had. Even now I wake up crying in the middle of the night, and I can't believe it still could hurt so bad. Even now that I have come so far, I wonder where you are. I wonder why it's still so hard without.
With himself. Could it be magic? Looks like we made it. A weekend in New England. Now, are you ready to take a chance? Okay, I write the songs, and not just the old songs. Flashback. It's a miracle that I made it through the rain to the Copacabana, where I have a memory of doing the New York City rhythm of Bandstand Boogie, somewhere in the night until daybreak. A toast to Mandy, my dentist. I can't smile without you. Well, I've come a long way since the Brooklyn Blues. Even now, I say, Grandpa, this one's for you. Okay. So, let's see. Okay, so before I get to the stuff that's coming up, let's close. Let's see. Okay, I have this thing about commercials, but this one in particular, you know, I listen to the commercials and you hear what they are, and then you start going through all the side effects and stuff. I was listening to one. This is one called Intermezzo, and I think it's, you know, so you can so you can sleep. I'm laughing because when I heard, oh God, all the side effects and stuff, I just pictured all these things going on. Okay, so I'm going to, this is what it says about it. Intermezzo may cause a severe allergic reaction. Stop taking Intermezzo and get emergency medical help if you have any of these signs of an allergic reaction. Hives, difficulty breathing, swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat. So far, all of these symptoms would certainly prevent me from sleeping. Okay. Some people using this medicine have engaged in activity such as driving, eating, or making phone calls, and later having no memory of the activity. I swear this is what it says. Well, let's start with the eating part. I might just remember. After suddenly gaining 25 pounds and noticing all of the food missing from my refrigerator, phone calls? Well, this is certainly a much better excuse than I was drunk. Oh, man, can you imagine the things you can say? All right, if this happens to you, stop taking it to Intermezzo and talk with your doctor about another treatment for your sleep disorder. My doctor, how about all of my now former friends and pissed off relatives? Okay. Intermezzo may impair your thinking or reactions. Hey, I think that aging might have already done that. You may still feel sleepy the morning after taking the medication. Sleepy? Was he actually getting some sleep? Well, his reactions. Oh, God. Wait at least 4 hours or until you are fully awake before you drive, operate machinery, pilot an airplane, or do anything that requires you to be awake and alert. It's that airplane thing. The problem is that I don't remember where I put it. Do not take this medicine if you have consumed alcohol during the day or just before bed. Hey, why bother? This was a much better excuse. Okay. To make sure you can safely take Intermezzo, tell your doctor if you have any of these other conditions. Kidney disease, liver disease, lung disease such as asthma, bronchitis, emphysema, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That's COPD. Okay. You wanted to know what COPD was. Sleep apnea, the breathing stops during the sleep. Myasthenia gravis. There's another one I have to look up. Why is it that you start listening to a commercial and you're going, what the hell is this a commercial for? What am I supposed to have? Are they going to tell me what it's... Okay. And then it says, a history of depression, mental illness, or suicidal thoughts, or a history of drug or alcohol addiction. If I didn't have suicidal thoughts before taking this stuff and experiencing side effects, I certainly would now. I am going to find these commercials Oh, I got to find more of these stuff and read them to you. It's amazing. Okay, let's sit. Let's close this one here. Wait a minute. Okay. I want to go back to. Let's see. I want to get back to what's going on. Here we back to on the town. Okay. All right. So as far as what's coming up. Okay. Well, there is a company, I had them on the air already, called Fathom Events, F-A-T-H-O-M, Events. Check them out. Let's see. They what they do is it's like, for instance, like while a performance of like Rigoletto, which is one of the things that's going to be happening. Rigoletto is going on at the Met. You can sit in a movie theater and watch it. And I think instead of paying like 50 to 100 or whatever and dress up, you can go to a movie theater in your jeans and comfortably watch it. So what's coming up, yes, I can't wait. February 4th, Josh Groban. I'm not clear, but he's going to be someplace doing this, and people can text him and add, you know, ask him what to do. It's live somewhere, wherever he is, but you're going to watch this. Well, I'm a Josh Groban fan. I love his singing. As a matter of fact, I calmed down from that stupid commercial. I think I'm going to play you two of my favorite Josh Groban tunes. Restaurant in Manhattan to do a tasting, and I'm going to hit three more off-Broadway shows. One of them is called All in the Timing. I think it's going to have a long run. I'm not sure whether, but I'm not sure whether they're going to call this off or off-Broadway, because it's, again, it's the size of the audience, the size of the seating. Then I'm going to see one called Channeling Kevin Spacey, and another one called How to Be a New Yorker. Not that I don't know. And then, let's see, I top it off. I go to one club, a club called Birdland, mostly jazz, but they're going to have Lorna Luft. Now, I think Lorna Luft is, I don't know, something having to do with Judy Garland. I'm not sure whether it was her daughter or whether, I don't know. I'm not clear whether how she's somehow related to Judy Garland, but I'm going to hear her sing. I'll get back with, of course, everybody on all of these things, and I'm going to be checking out. but not intermezzo. I don't care how long it takes me to fall asleep. Oh man. I'm lucky if I take an over the counter drug for anything. I just can't handle it. Anyway, so well, I'm gonna end the show early and go see what's on the boob tube. So until next time, have a good day, evening, or whatever, and have a good sleep at some point.